Simon Chochav Ches. Simon Chochav Ches. Oops, where do we go? Right. Sif Yud Al. So yesterday we discussed that when the Kohanim go up to Duchen, they say this quick, short tefillah, how they position that tefillah. And then in Yud we saw that they first start facing the Aron, and then at a later point they turn around. And we don't say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. If there is two Kohanim, the Chazan calls out Kohanim, so the basis for that. If there's one, the Kohen just starts on his own. So that brings us to Yud Aleph, very last word on the page. Keshemachzirin Peneim Klapeam. When the Kohanim turn around to face the cow, to face everyone, Mevarchem Asher Kiddushan B'Kiddusha Sashal Aron V'Tzivanu Levarach Asam Yisrael Be'Ava. So we all know the bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that there are some Rishonim that say that the Kohanim should see, the Machaber is saying that when they turn around they make the bracha. So in other words, it seems from the Machaber that when they're facing the Tzibur when they make the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are Rishonim who say, the Rambam and others, who say that they're supposed to make the bracha, or when they make the bracha they should be facing they should be facing the ark, right? So therefore the Mishnah Berurah brings down, you're probably familiar with this, that the Medaktikim, we fulfill both opinions. In other words, when they start the bracha, they're still facing the Aron, and then in the middle of the bracha they swivel around and finish the bracha facing everyone else. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan has some problems with this compromise, but and questions it, how can they do this? But again, the minhag is like the Mishnah Berurah. In other words, they do half the bracha facing, and then they swivel around, and they finish the bracha. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you look very closely, the Mishnah Berurah points out that it says, Mevarchim. But when they turn around, klapiyam mevarchim asher kishon mikdushah lashon. Mevarchim is plural. They make the bracha. So Mishnah Berurah points out that normally you say if there's a group of people, one person makes a bracha and everybody has that in mind, but not by duchening. By duchening mevarchim, everyone, all the kohanim make the bracha together. So again, it's very important for them to say it together so we can answer amen, right? Sometimes in the old days, the Kohanim would go at a different pace. So obviously that would be an amen problem, but let's leave that aside. Baruch Hashem, that's less of a problem. Yes, and I should point out, the Shari Tshuva, not the Musar Sefer, the on top here, brings down this idea that the way that the custom is to make the bracha is when they say Asher Kiddushan B'Kiddushah Shel Aron, they're facing the Aron, and then when they say Vitzivanu, that's the pivotal, pardon the pun, pivotal word where they turn around, and that's what we do. Now the Ber Hete brings down from the Zohar that if you notice, and I'm sure you all notice, that the bracha is Asher Kiddushan B'Kiddushah Shel Aron V'tzivanu Levarach Asam Yisrael Be'ahava. You commanded us to bench Klal Yisrael with Ahava. So the Ber Hete brings down that the Zohar says Kol Kohen De Lo Rachim La Ama O Ama Lo Rachim Le Lo Yisa Kapov. That if a Kohen does not like or is not look favorably on his consistency, or vice versa, the Kahal doesn't, this guy wouldn't win any popularity, he wouldn't even win Kohen congeniality, so he shouldn't duchen. So therefore the custom is the bracha is the kohen say be'ava. No, I'm doing it with love, so don't worry that there's a problem here.
So be'ava is how they're supposed to say it.
Yeah.
Not what the bracha is.
Right. Be'ava is with. Right. Yeah. Good. Famous halacha. But your base. Magbim yadam keneged kasfehem that they raise their hands, right? We know they raise their hands. That's part of it. Is so you could see the title of the topic is Nesias Kapayim, right? So this means to lift up, right? So they lift up their hands. We'll talk about later what happens if a coin physically cannot do that, right? I don't know. He has some issue that he can't raise up his hands. So the hands have to be raised out. Parallel to their shoulders, right? Straight out, and magbia yad yaminis ksas lemala me'asmalas, and the right hand should be a little higher than the left hand. We'll get into this a little later. Poshtim yadam, and they spread out their hands. V'cholkin es bosem, and they divide up or split their fingers, as you know how. Chavdin lasos he avirim, and they have to make. This is the trick. Is, I don't want to say trick, but this is the, they have to make five openings. They have to make five openings. Bain, base, etzbos, the base, etzbos. Between two fingers and two fingers. So every two fingers there's a gap, as you know, right? Not to do it the way, right? But there's a gap between these two fingers, right? And then, well, we'll see. And then on the other hand, right? So now you got two windows, right? There are two, I like to call them windows. Right. Bain base etzbos to base etzbos. Avir echad bain etzbol gudol. And then there's another window between the finger and the thumb, right? Because of how, right between here and here. So there's one window here, one window there. And we got to get five altogether, right? And then on this side, obviously, you double it because there's one there and one there. So it's four. Where's the fifth? So that's what the Machar will tell us. Uvein as well, uvein gudol gudol. The fifth window is between one thumb and the other. There. Most people don't know this. I hope all the kohanim know it. Right? The fifth window is a little window between the two. So in other words, the... Yeah. In fact, I think I told a story that many years ago I had a high school chavrusa when they brought the high school back to the yeshiva. The yeshiva building, it used to be the high schools, was in a separate building than the yeshiva. So the yeshiva, after a while, felt that wasn't a good idea. So he brought the high school into the yeshiva building because, you know, so they used to put high school boys at yeshiva guys' tables for davening. So the guy, one year, one of the guys on my table was calling. So I think we were learning these together. So he said, well, how do you make that window? I don't know, I'm Israel, I got nothing. So, but we have somebody to ask, so we went up to the Rishiva, and I asked him how, you know, I don't know, could the Rishiva show him how to make the fifth window? So the Rishiva will never get, now don't forget, you won't be able to see this on the internet, but Machaber also said the right hand has to be higher than the left hand. How do you do that? So I don't know how Kohanim hold their hands, you know, you can't see under the talus, but the Rishiva said, you know, you have the windows, and then you go like this. He said that's, now there's the right thumb is slightly over the left thumb, right? Now the right hand is higher than the right left hand, and here's the window. Because the thumbs are split. So that's the way the Rishivas showed him how to do it. And this is sort of from his father, from the Chofetz Chaim, how to hold the thumb. So that accomplishes everything. Takes care of the right being higher than the left, and also you get the fifth, if you want to call it window, fifth mini window, if you want to call that.
Why five?
Now, the reason why you have to have these windows, maybe this helps your... Excuse me, here's the answer. Is because the pasuk says, in Parshas Naso, Mashkiach min ha-chalonos, Hashem, right, we know the famous pasuk, Hashem looks through the windows. That's where I got the windows from. So what it means that Hashem looks through the windows? That means in the windows of the Kohanim, Meitzes Me'acharakim, he looks through the cracks, and also, again, this is when the Kohanim duchen, the cracks in their hands, so to speak. And five, the reason why it's five, because it says Hashem is Meitzes Min HaCharakim, between the Charakim, Ha Charakim, He is the gematria five. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that's where they got the five. There's five cracks, so to speak. Okay, let's finish this quickly. Running out of time here. Okay. Parson Kapayam Kedei Shia Toch Kasfem Keneged Ha'aretz Ve'achorei Yedem Keneged Shamayim. Okay, so that's basically how they hold their hands. That's a little trick how they do it. And Meretz Hashem, next time after Shabbos, we'll start the actual duchening itself. Meretz Hashem. Okay?
The Kohen has a missing finger or hand.
We'll get to it. We'll get to it, Meretz Hashem. We'll be there, hopefully.